We have gathered together to hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha and Krishna came again to this world 500 years ago, and they came in one form, unified form, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga, the golden avatar. He was always moving everywhere, in India, especially in Navadvip, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri. When he was staying in Mayapur, Navadvip, West Bengal, every day he was visiting the homes of his followers. So one day he went to the home of Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta was senior to Sri Chaitanya, and he was a physician by profession. Very interesting meeting. So this is an ongoing series that we're giving, almost like a TV serial. A TV serial? So this book is five different volumes, and wherever we are, sometimes Vrindavan, sometimes here, West Bengal, we read continually, consecutively from this book. This is chapter 20, Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is text 53. They had met briefly. Murari Gupta and Lord Chaitanya met briefly, and then Murari Gupta returned to his home. Anande Murari Gupta Karete Chalila Nityananda Sange Prabhu Ridaye Rahila. Murari Gupta returned to his home in great ecstasy after meeting Sri Chaitanya. Yet Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they remained within his heart. So this is a fact. The one may be physically absent from someone. You don't see them. They're not in front of you, but they may be enshrined within your heart, the temple of the heart. The husband is working in the business place, but he's not forgetting his wife, hopefully. And the wife is working or at home or somewhere else, and she is hopefully not forgetting the husband, let's say traditionally. In this case, Murari Gupta, he's the devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He worships Lord Chaitanya. So though he left his company, he was remembering him within the heart. And this is also told everywhere in Puran, Bhagavad Puran, Gita. Krishna says, if someone always thinks of me, then they become very dear to me, and I become very dear to them. Priyajana. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji na mam namaskaru. He says, pratijane. You become a priyajana. You become very dear to Krishna. And he's always thinking of his devotee. And the devotee is always thinking of Krishna. And Krishna tells this to Durvasa Muni. There was one great rishi, Durvasa Rishi. And he had some encounter with a great king, a Vaishnava king, King Ambarish. This is in a previous yuga, I believe. Maybe this yuga, I don't think so. And this rishi, he offended this king, actually. And Vishnu became disturbed. So the rishi was running all around the universe, very powerful rishi. And he went to Narayan Lok, to Vishnu Lok. And he met Lord Narayan. He said, what's going on? Your chakra, your Sudarshan is chasing me. Bhagavan Vishnu said, don't you know? I have no control over my Sudarshan. Sometimes someone has intense love for someone, and then someone comes and insults that person in front of you, and it automatically, as a reflex, without even thinking, you go, boom, what is this? And someone comes and says, oh, your wife is that. Hey, you give a crack. It's spontaneous because they're saying something false or whatever, and your anger overrules you or your love or whatever. And Lord Vishnu Narayan said, Durvasa, I have no control over my Sudarshan because my Sudarshan knows my heart. My Sudarshan disc knows my heart. You offended my devotee, Ambarish, Maharaj Ambarish, King Ambarish, you offended him. And so my chakra, which represents my heart, immediately left my finger. It's usually whirling on my finger, standing next to me. The chakra ran off and started chasing you. I have no control over my heart. The Sudarshan is understanding, oh, my Lord is upset. My Lord is disturbed because his devotee has been offended. Let me punish the offender. Let me punish this Durvasa Muni. So he started chasing him. The Lord didn't even ask him to go. He said, look, I'm going. I know your heart. So Durvasa, so Narayan, he told Durvasa, he said, I can't help it. Saranam ridiyam mayam, saranam ridiyat twayam. The sadhu is in my heart. The sadhu is always in the heart of Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is always in the heart of the sadhu. The wife is always in the heart of the husband. And the husband is always in the heart of the wife. We can understand this. If we have some bondage of love. There's no greater bondage of love than between the jiva and God. Between the bhakta and Bhagavan. And Bhagavan and bhakta. That is the greatest love. That is eternal, unlimited love. Unbreakable. Time cannot sever that relationship. Distance cannot sever that relationship. But every material relationship is kanda. It's not akanda. It's not akanda prema. And Bhagavan prema is akanda. Unbreakable. Once one has it, it never breaks. There's no divorce. Did you ever hear the devotee getting divorced from Bhagavan? Have you ever heard the bhakta Mirabai? Did she file for a divorce from Giridhari Lal? Mirabai was married in her mind and heart to Giridhari Lal, Krishna Nandalal. Did Mirabai ever go to the Delhi court to file divorce papers? There's no divorce between Bhagavan and his bhakta. Or what to say, separation. That's kind of a chota divorce. Right. Separation. It's akanda. It's eternal. So this Murari Gupta, he's not seeing the Lord, but he's remembering the Lord. And there's a long series of verses here. But how Murari was feeling when he returned to his home. Antare vivala gupta chali nijavas ekabali arakare kalakali hase paramolasi bale kariba bhojan pati vratta ana ani kaila upasana vivala Murari gupta chaitanyara ras kao kao bali ana fele gras gras grita maki ana sava prativite fele. Kao, 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 Krishna, bolo bhale. Hase pati vrata deki guptera vyabara. Puna puna ana ani deya bhara bhara. Maha Bhagavad Gupta pati vrata jane. Krishna bali guptera kare sabadhane. Murari dile se prabhu kare bhojan. Kabu na langaye prabhu guptera vachan. When Murari returned to his home after meeting Lord Chaitanya, his heart was vival. Vival means overwhelmed. He would chuckle and laugh to himself, hase, hase, as he said one thing and did something else. In jubilation, he said, yes, yes, kao, kao. He would say, kata, kata, I will eat now, kao, kao. Then his chaste wife, his pati brata, his chaste wife came with lunch, yes, yes, prasad lao, lagaya. Being overwhelmed with love for Lord Chaitanya. His wife said, oh Prabhu, here's your prasad, please take your bhat, your chaval, your dal. So he's vival, he's prem vival, Bhagavan prem vival, he's overwhelmed with prem. So what does he do? He starts throwing handfuls of rice to the floor while calling out, eat, eat, kao, kao! Like madman. He's saying, oh, eat, kao, kao, eat, eat. His wife's saying, what is this? What has happened to you? Kya hua? Kya hua? Prabhu, kya hua? What's happened? He repeatedly explained, eat, Krishna, eat. Of course, Krishna already ate because his wife made the bhog and offered it to Thakurji, the Gaur Thakur. And now it's Mahaprasad. But he's saying, Krishna, eat, kao, Krishna, kao, kao. His wife's thinking, wow, wow. Seeing Murari's behavior, his chaste wife laughed. Well, if your 65-year-old husband starts throwing rice in the air like a 2-year-old, then it looks pretty funny.
Cacao, cacao.
It's like, wow, that's what I say. You say cow, I say wow. She repeatedly brought more rice and placed it on his plate. Murari's chaste wife knew that her husband was a Mahabhagavat, so she cautioned him by chanting the name of Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Whatever Murari offered, the Lord ate. The Lord never disregarded Murari's request. The purport. After returning home, Murari offered rice cooked by his wife. Oh, acha. This is what the situation is. It's not very clear. Murari offered Krishna rice cooked by his wife by throwing handfuls of it to the floor in his house. A large quantity of rice was offered in this way. So it's a little misleading in the translation because it says previously, we read, that his wife brought lunch for him. But what it appears to be actually that his wife, generally the wife will maybe prepare and the husband may offer to the Thakur and vice versa. So she apparently brought bhoga to her husband and said, here, offer this to Thakurji. This is what the actual context. And he accepted. So here, he come and look and ready to eat it. Usually you put tulsi patra, eta tulsi patram, and all these mantras and all these things that for offering and some ganga jal to purify the dravya, all the articles, shud dravya articles. And ring a bell. And he says, to eat, cow, Krishna, eat. And she would ring more, yes, Krishna, eat. God's eating off the floor? No tali, no chokhi, no chokhi, no kursi, no anything. Very extraordinary. However, whatever devotees eagerly serve the Lord being controlled by service accepts that. Text 61 through 65. Yatana deya gupta tai prabhu kai. Vihane asya prabhu guptere jagai. Vasya chena gupta krishna namanande. Hina kale prabhu aila deki gupta vandeya paramadare gupta. Dilena asan vasilena jagannatha mishra nandan gupta bale prabhu hene haila agaman prabhu bale ailama chikitsa karan gupta bale kahibaki ajirna karan kon kon dravya kali karila bhojan. Whatever rice Murari offered, the Lord ate. Early the next morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Murari's Gupta's house to meet him. Lord Chaitanya is also called Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu arrived at Murari Gupta. He was sitting there. Murari Gupta was sitting in his house enjoying the ecstasy of Krishna's holy names. That implies that there's ecstasy in the holy name. Gupta Krishna Namanande. And we have our Premananda. Premananda is Namananda. Krishna Namananda. Upon seeing the Lord Chaitanya, Murari offered his obeisances, his pranams, and he respectfully offered the Lord a place to sit. The son of Jagannath Mishra, that's his father, Lord Chaitanya's father name, he's a Brahmin, he sat down. Murari Gupta asked, my Lord, what brings you here? The Lord replied, I came for treatment. Because remember, we were saying that Murari Gupta is a physician. He's a doctor. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I came for treatment. Chikitsa, I think chikitsa means treatment, is it? I came for treatment. Then Murari Gupta said, what is the cause of your indigestion? What foods did you eat yesterday? I ate the rice on the floor. So I got indigestion. Prabhu Bali are beta jani bi kemane kau kau bali ana felili yakane. Lord Chaitanya said, my dear friend, I guess, Ari Beta, sounds like Hindi. How will you know what I ate? You threw rice on the floor and said, cow, cow. That same Lord he was offering to is Lord Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna Yuga combined. The two become one, and one become two. We all saw the experience. Husband, wife, with one, and then two, then two, then one. But this is from that side, transcendental side. We two become one, but still two. But when Radha and Krishna become one, they become one. And they join together, they become one. Krishna loses himself completely in Radha, and Radha loses herself completely in Krishna. We may combine, husband and wife, but they don't lose themselves. Maybe emotion, whatever, you can understand what all that is. But still, your bones are still there. There's two sets of bones, there's two sets of eyes. But when Radha and Krishna come together, then it becomes two eyes, right? Two arms, two legs. So the two become one. And one becomes two. Tui pasari litora patni sabajane, tui dili muniva naka koiva kimone. You forgot, Murari, but your wife knows everything. You offered rice to me, so how could I refuse to eat? Ki lagi chitkitsakara anya va panchan ajirna mohara tora anera karan. What is the use of your treatments and remedies? I got indigestion by eating your rice. You're a doctor, and you have so many remedies and asavas and arishtas and all these things, and they're not eating your rice, and you should be cooking Ayurvedic rice. All balanced and proper, all spices, everything, digestive spices built in, all this, that. And you're the doctor, and I ate your rice and got sick? What is this? Jalapane ajirna karite nare bhala tora aine ajirna oshada tora jala. Mahaprabhu continues, drinking water relieves indigestion. My indigestion was caused by your eating rice, so the cure is drinking your water. Now that's a very good patient. The patient comes to the doctor and says, let me tell you what my disease is. So then you tell the doctor. Then you tell the doctor, and I also tell you the cure. Then he tells you the cure. Then what does the doctor say? Very good. Now, 500 rupees. You tell the disease and the cure, and he gives the bill. 500 rupees. Hey, wait a minute. But I'm the doctor. You came to me, and I said, huh? Huh. The first huh was 250 rupees. And the second huh was 250 rupees. You said it's caused by disease was eating your rice. I said, huh? And you said the cure is water. I said, huh? So now I say, give me 500 rupees. This is the point. Very interesting exchange here. Eta bale dhari murari jala patra jala piye prabhu bhakti rase purna matra. After speaking in this way, Lord Chaitanya, fully absorbed in the mellows of bhakti, bhakti ras, picked up Murari's water pot and drank from it. Kripa deki murari haila achetan maha preme gupta goshti karaye krandhan. Seeing Mahaprabhu's display of mercy, Kripa Deki, Murari fell unconscious, Achetana. That's same as Hindi. Chaitana means Chaitana. Achetana means unconscious. Actually, probably don't understand a lot of these things, but I'll try to explain. Seeing the Lord's display of mercy, Murari fell unconscious. Gupta's entire family then cried in ecstatic love of God. Mahapremi Gupta Goshti, his family. Karaye Krandan. Because this is 500 years ago in Navadweep, West Bengal, in Mayapur. Murari Gupta's house is about 300 meters from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house. We discussed this in previous classes. They were neighbors, you could say. Murari Gupta was a Vaidya. I don't believe he was a Brahmin. I don't think so. Gupta is generally not a Brahmin name. Jagannath Mishra, his son is Nimai Pandit, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya. He was a very high-class Brahmin. And not only that, he was Digvijay Pandit, Nimai Pandit. He defeated the Pandit of Kashmir, the Kashmiri Pandit, whose name was Keshav. Pandit Keshav. Pandit Keshav was touring all of North India and West India, and he was getting a Digvijay Patra. Digvijay Patra means a certificate that you're big. He would meet with different pundits and scholars and have debate on Naya, Vyakaran, Jyotishi, all these Kavi, Itihas, all history, logic, grammar, all these things. And he would defeat them, boom, 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 like this. And they would have to sign the Digvijay Patra. Yes, you have conquered Rajasthan. Yes, you have conquered Punjab. So then they told him in Benares, they said, listen, Keshav Panditji from Kashmir, Kashmiri Pandit, Upper Kashmir, if you really want to have well renowned, you have to go to Navadvip, because Navadvip is the center of Naya, logic. There is Vidya Vachaspati is there, and Madhusudan Vachaspati. They are the paragons of Naya in all of India. So they tell him in Benares, you have to go to Navadvip, because that, unless you get a Digvijay Patra there, then there's no proof that you're really all-rounder, as we say, an all-rounder pundit. So he marched off. Amazing procession, which is described in some other books. He came into town like an all-conquering hero. It's not that he just walked into town or got the Calcutta Howrah Express or something. He came in with 10 or 15 elephants, huge bands, boom, 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 big drums. Here comes, this is big time. Pandit, 500 years ago, everything was done in a royal pomp, and because he was the court pundit from Kashmir, and he was victorious, just like you see some cricket players go overseas and India wins the crown or something. When they come back to India, they're like gods. There are all kinds of celebrations and national holiday and this and that and blah, 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 all these things. I must have seen. So he was in old days, the interest was not so much in sports, but his interest was in philosophy. Philosophy and yoga, meditation. There was a higher, people had a higher vibration. They had a higher vibration. And they were interested in different things. So he was a big, big pundit. So he came into Navadvip, big sound. And boom, 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 and so many virgin girls carrying water pots. It was a huge procession. It was like a yatra. It's the biggest pundit in all of North India and East and West India coming now to East India to challenge any pundits, any Bengali pundits in debate. And as soon as they heard who was coming, they said, Dandavat Sharanagati Prabhu, Prapadye, I surrender. And he said, is there anybody here that can argue with me? Oh, there's one boy. Huh? And Keshav Pandit was 62 years old. Yeah, there's one 10-year-old boy. Come on, what is this? I came all the way from Benares with this huge procession to talk to some kid? Some boy? You're making a joke? Well, you see all this? You see all these putras? Rajasthan, is that? You know, all the putras. I'm very sorry. We're humble residents of this place. There's our little boy. He's Nimai. We call Nimai Pandit. Maybe he can debate with you, I don't know. He has a small tol. Tol means school. He has a small Sanskrit tol. And where is it? It's under that neem tree. Under the neem tree? There's no building? He's not in the court of some king? No, he sits under the neem tree on the bank of the Ganga. Thank you very much for attending, and maybe tomorrow, by the grace of the Lord, we may meet again.